Part 11. Mr. Micawber. Mr. Micawber wrote a mysterious letter to me from Canterbury, where he still worked as a clerk for Uriah Heep. He organized a meeting in London with me and Traddles.
"Gentlemen," said Mr. Micawber when we met, "I am in a tragic situation. My employer, Heep, is a devil. In the beginning, I enjoyed working for him, but now that I know his true plans, I can't continue to serve him. He is a hypocrite, a serpent, a dishonest man and a liar."
We took him to see my aunt and Mr. Dick. Micawber asked us all to meet him at the offices of Wickfield and Heap in Canterbury in a week's time.
"I will expose Heap,"
he promised. We went to Canterbury on that day and found Mr. Micawber at his desk. He took us inside the house. Uriah Heep was surprised to see us. He remembered the last time he met me and the slap on his face.
"Well, I am humbly pleased to see you,"
he said.
"Micawber, please return to your desk."
Mr. Micawber did not move. Agnes entered the room at this moment.
"Micawber, leave us,"
shouted Uriah,
"or you will lose your job."
"There is a hypocrite in the room, sir,"
said Mr. Micawber,
"and his name is Heap."
"Go away, all of you,"
said Uriah.
"I am working as a lawyer for Mr. Wickfield,"
said Traddles.
"I am staying, but first I will go and get Mrs. Heap."
He left and returned with Uriah's mother.
"Be humble, Uriah,"
she said.
"No, I am the master here. You must all go."
Mr. Micawber made a long speech.
"I know all your secrets, Heap,"
he ended.
"Mr. Wickfield is afraid of you because you stole money from the business and then persuaded him that he was guilty, not you. You lied and robbed Mr. Wickfield's clients. You took Miss Betsy Trotwood's money and said that Mr. Wickfield was responsible. You are a thief."
"Prove it, Copperfield and Micawber,"
said Uriah. Mr. Micawber produced a notebook.
"This is the evidence. You tried to burn it, but I found it in the fireplace. All your secrets are in this little book."
Traddles took control of the meeting.
"You must give back all the money, Heap. You must tell Mr. Wickfield the truth. You must give us your papers."
"I won't do it."
"Be humble, Uriah,"
said Mrs. Heap.
"Do you prefer prison?"
asked Traddles. When he heard this, Uriah agreed to everything. Traddles examined all Uriah's false papers. My aunt received her money, and Mr. Wickfield was not afraid anymore.
"You are wonderful, Mr. Micawber,"
said my aunt.
"I will give you some money to start a new life in Australia with your family."
"Mr. Micawber will be a great man in Australia,"
said his wife. It was the end of Uriah Heep's power. Agnes and her father were happy together again.